What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Off Market Operator Podcast. I am your host, Cole Rude Johnson, and today we are going into the top five hires you should make in the next 12 months if you're running an off-market real estate company going direct to sellers to find your deals. So without further ado, let's get right into the show. People don't fail at real estate because they suck. They fail because there's too many ways to succeed. That's why I suggest you focus on the most important skill in all of real estate, which is finding deals. I'm Cole Rude Johnson, and in this podcast, I share the exact steps I've used to source 400 deals by age 24. This will allow you to do three things: control your deal flow, make unlimited income, and build your empire as an off-market operator. Well, one of the most common questions that I try to answer with frameworks all the time is, who do I hire next? And I put out a lot of shows with different frameworks, but I figured I'd just make a show and just tell you guys bluntly who I think you should hire next. I'll start with the couple core positions I think everyone needs, they're not thinking about. Okay, if you are doing, let's say, $500,000 a year or more, $300,000 a year or more in your real estate company, you're at a place where you can start making some foundational core hires that I think everyone should have, right? Let's say you're doing a deal a month or two deals a month even. Number one is a bookkeeper. Right, for $300 to $500 a month in a QuickBooks Online subscription, you can get your books off your plate. And for a lot of small business owners, that's a dramatic shift because they're spending a lot of time on taxes, on bookkeeping. And what I've done in my businesses is I have a bookkeeper for each LLC I have, same guy, and he's in coordination with my accountant. And when tax season comes around, I'm recording this at the end of March, so tax day is coming as only a couple weeks away, they are able to coordinate and go back and forth. And it takes a lot, and I do double check it, I do verify stuff, but it makes it a lot easier, a lot more simple for me across the board to get my taxes done in a good place on time, right? Because otherwise we end up filing extensions, but also keeps your books clean, makes it all easy for you, and you don't have to spend a ton of mental bandwidth on reconciliating QuickBooks, right? Because no one likes that. So that's a big hire you all should be doing if you already haven't been. There's a lot of fractional bookkeeping companies out there that can help with that. Okay, that's step number one. Hire number two that all of you guys don't have, you should have, is a part-time transaction coordinator. You can find on Upwork or from word of mouth or in Facebook groups, you can find a part-time transaction coordinator that'll work and close your files for $300 to $500 per file, right? They're going to take all the headache away of working with tenants, setting appointments, scheduling buyers, paperwork, legal work, title and escrow, signings, appointments, sellers' concerns and issues. And again, you can alleviate a lot more of your time and buy back your time to work on things that actually grow the business. That's an admin level position / fulfillment. So right away, you guys, if you're doing 1, 2, 3 deals a month, you should already be hiring a bookkeeper and a part-time transaction coordinator. Cause so many of you guys, you think it's meaningful, and a lot of you guys do, but you know, I was talking through, with a buddy of mine on Friday. He came on my podcast, his name is Justice. And I was like, Justice, what do you spend your time on? He goes, man, a lot of my mornings are spent with my files that are with title and escrow. And then that is a killer of productivity on things that actually move the needle. Okay. So two things so far, bookkeeper and part-time transaction coordinator. The third thing is you should have an executive assistant, a virtual assistant, $5, $6, $7 an hour overseas. And that person should be in your business, taking away all, I call it your admin waste, your stuff that you just did not need to be spending your time on, right? That is stuff like your CRM maintenance, KPI tracking, list pulling, skip tracing, any kind of admin work that can be easily, you create a process around it and can be handed off, is very, very, very absolutely critical you do. And let me give you a couple of cheat codes on this. One, there's a Google Chrome extension called Scribe that'll help you create really, really good SOPs, but you still need to finish the SOP and create a firm outlined, a standard operating procedure around that SOP in its entirety beyond simply creating a Scribe. That's step one, but it's a big part of it, but it's just one part of it, okay? Step number two is really understanding and honing in on, with a virtual assistant, that you need to coach them, you need to train them, you need to engage them. And so having a clear path of communication or reporting with them, but an admin virtual assistant can absolutely change your life. So at this point, you bought back probably half your day, right? If I was a one-man show and I was spending, you know, I was doing 2-3 deals a month and I was doing everything in the business, bookkeeping, transaction coordination, and admin tasks probably are half my day. So just by doing these three things, and this is probably costing you, let's see, $5 an hour, $800 a month plus, you know, call it $500 a transaction. So you're doing 3 deals a month, $1,500. So that's $2,300 a month. Plus we set a bookkeeper for $300 a month. So for $2,500 a month, you've bought back half your time. And even if you're only doing $30,000 a month, right? So you've just spent a little over 5% of your monthly revenue on doing that. It's a no-brainer for all of you guys listening to this. You all should be hiring those three positions to start. The fourth position, what I think a lot of people go wrong, is investing in your revenue generators. So many people, they want to go hire, they want to take the same model of hiring overseas for cheap to the revenue generating positions. And I've seen people do really well with hiring overseas people to do revenue generating positions, which is acquisitions and dispositions, but you don't need that. That is a choice and that's not the best choice. So instead of going and hiring three overseas people for cheap, I'd go hire one really, really, really good person and pay for them. And I think a lot of people make this mistake is if you invest in your revenue generators, people that generate and maintain revenue in your business, they're going to become leaders in your company and people who eventually can help you buy back your time more at a leadership positions. But that fourth position after bookkeeper, after admin VA, and after part-time TC is your revenue generating roles, right? That's, salespeople, acquisitions, and lead management. The lead management side, you can put overseas a little easier, but acquisitions and lead management, then you have dispositions. Those are revenue generating roles in your business. And for a lot of you guys, you should be investing in really, really good people there and paying them good revenue share. A lot of people, they get off on like, oh my gosh, I got to pay my sales guys 5% and they freaking love it. No, they don't. They churn you. Your company sucks. I don't buy that BS. Okay. Pay your revenue generators what they should be paid. Okay. Invest in your revenue generators. Be willing as don't be the dick that like wants to maintain every piece of his net margin, right? As you scale, you're going to give up some net margin. And but the reality is when you bring in amplifiers, you bring in 10Xers, you bring in people who are real movers and shakers and that know their shit and know what they're doing, they're going to make you way more money back than you invest in them. And your ROI is going to be insane, right? Because a lot of people go, man, I don't want to hire someone that's worse than me. But the reality is you guys, most of you guys, even though you think you are, you're not that good at sales. Most of you guys that think you are good at marketing, you're not that good at marketing. I'll give you an example. In one of my companies, mid-2023, we went out, we hired someone for this to run our sales team. And I always thought I had a decent understanding of sales. And the guy I thought we had previously, I thought I had a decent understanding of sales, but I was wrong. We brought in someone who was number three in corporate Geico sales, like 3 years in a row, right? Number one, number two in the country, excuse me. And I quickly realized I knew nothing about sales process and sales teams. I thought I did. But the reality is, guys, as entrepreneurs, we're dangerous. We're respectable in a lot of different categories. Like if you listen to me talk about marketing, you would think, okay, that guy can put together some good marketing. Same thing for sales, same thing for operations. But I'm not the best, you guys. I always thought I was the best at tinkering with CRMs. I don't tinker with any CRMs anymore because I'm not that good at it, right? And that's not your job as you build a company. Your job is to be proficient in those things as you go through a startup phase. But then once you get through a startup phase, your goal is to really bring in specialists for each of those things. So that leads me into my next position, which is specialists. You guys, after you brought in revenue generators, number five is specialists. So now we've gone bookkeeper, part-time transaction coordinator. Then we went admin and VA. Then we went revenue generators. Now we went specialists. And the specialists are, I'll give you some examples. You can bring in a fractional CFO to build you finance models and help you understand your cash flow. That's a specialist. You can bring in a fractional HR person to help you clean up your SOPs and your operating systems and processes and your W-2s and your payroll. That's a specialist, right? You can bring in a fractional CMO to help you really understand brand and marketing and do everything that's needed on that side. That is a specialist. So you can do all of these things to now specialize your organization around your revenue generators and your admin team members that really start buying your time back and amplifying your business. Because so many of us are just pushing pennies. We're worried about small things that don't move the business, the next AI tool, the next software. But really, I think it's less 20%. I really think it's 5% of what we do actually moves our business forward. The rest of the 95%, we're just working because we like to be busy. And that's what gives our sense of self. Oh, I had a productive day because I was super busy. I took so many calls. You know what I mean? It's that mindset. But reality, 5% of it actually moves the needle. And one of the biggest things is having those specialists. Specialists can also be, an IT person overseas that specializes in CRMs and KPIs and data tracking. In all my companies, we have an IT specialist who understands CRMs. Like right now, we just did a big HubSpot build out for one of my companies. And at the end of the day, we brought an IT guy because that's I'm not that good at that. Could I do it? Yes, but it takes away from what makes us money and it takes my team's time away from what makes us money. So again, the five you want to follow, you guys, in the next year or next 24 months, you want to make sure you get a bookkeeper hired. You want to make sure you get a part-time TC hired, at least a part-time TC. You want to make sure you get an admin virtual assistant or a few hired. Make sure you invest in your revenue generators. Trust me, invest in your revenue generators. And then at the top of all of that, you are going to have specialists. And
As you grow, your specialists and revenue generators will then turn into managers and leaders in your company. So you'll continue to buy your time back and move up the delegation ladder, which I've made plenty of videos on in the past. Well, that was an awesome show, you guys. Thanks for sticking around, hanging out. I think there's a lot of value there. Hopefully you guys got a lot of value out of that. I think I conceptualized something that I think is very important for you guys to understand hires you should make to really, I've seen time and time again work in an off-market real estate company. And as always, you guys, I don't run ads on this show, so this grows through two ways, social media and word of mouth. And we're growing tremendously, but it means the world if you tell your friends about this show. If you DM me recommendations or feedback or advice, I do listen to it. A like, a review, a share on your story means a ton. And as always, if you guys are out there hustling, keep hustling, because I'm telling you, truly, you're only one deal away.